Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Alrighty, we are here. So, as you guys know from last week, we had Paulina up here, but she ended up bringing up something that I'm just like, she probably should do that. See, she referred to herself as the Afropuff Samurai, right? So I'm thinking, we should have names for ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, have titles, you know, something that grabs the peoples, you know? And then for myself, I'm thinking of being the Ultra Supreme Lord, Omega Supreme God of the Universe. What you think about that?
That's blasphemy.
Okay. I see some people are against that one. How about winner of the anime draft?
No way. We're going to put the poll out soon, so...
Dang.
Okay. Let's see how that is.
Okay. I guess 2 for 2, that is a no-go. Let me go for the third option. How about the King in Black?
I'm rocking with it. I like that.
All right. So apparently third time's always the charm, folks. So, hey, I'm the King in Black right now. So what about you?
For me, I was thinking of Bleach coming back to go with the Fallen Shinigami.
Ooh, that sounds hard. That's hard. All right.
Still workshopping it, but as we go, we're going to get into it. I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meech Meech presents
the Blurred City Podcast.
All right. So this is our official season finale. So next week, we will have a bonus episode depending on the amount of questions that we get back and feedback. But also just want to hit you up, since we're going to go into our hiatus essentially in the next 2 weeks, turn on the notifications, make sure you're following us, make sure you're subscribed, share the word about it. That way, when we do come back, if we do come back, that you'll be able to know firsthand, get all the information, get the updates, and so on.
Yeah, and as I said, just really come at us with all blazing glory, especially with them questions, which you can find the info for later on. But as you said, just pretty much let us get in and make sure you don't miss out on the juicy content that we may or may not put out for season 2.
Yeah, and just a quick update, we're going to hit with the Patreon to start end to end. Go ahead, subscribe to the Patreon. We're going to upload some news to shows. That should hold you over for our hiatus. While we're gone, we'll tell you a bit towards the end of the show, so stay tuned. But before we get into it, we're going to get into the Legal Spiegel.
All right. So the purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All respective sources that we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and do not reflect any biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
Oh, I will miss hearing that when we record. But I bet you probably don't miss reading it, though.
Read it? I did that one off the cuff. What do you mean?
Yeah. So, just going from there, we're going to get into what we always do. We're going to start with what's hot. So, what you got?
Oh, man. There's a lot going on.
Yes.
There's a lot going on. All right. So... as you guys know, NFL season is now back. So, hey, your favorite teams are either winning or losing. I'm surprised to say that our team is 2-0 right now. So I'm just like, all right, let's get it. But what is good in the world of nerddom? Well, She-Hulk's out and already making waves, both positively and negatively. But that's a story for another time. I find it hilarious.
We now know about Captain America's love life.
Yep. Did not think that was going to get addressed, but hey, I'm glad to hear it. And also, that fourth wall breaking is spectacular. Ain't that right, audience? But yeah, so after that, at the recording of this episode, it hadn't come out yet, but House of Dragons will be releasing. And with that, oh man, I really hope they come out the gate swinging.
You have to.
Because after Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then finally, at least on my end, you had Dragon Ball Super. Firstly, the movie Superhero just came out. And again, I saw it in Japanese. And then I rewatched it in English. So I'm going to leave my thoughts in because certainly somebody's going to be seeing it later.
Yes.
And then, but finally, the manga. Oh my goodness. Oh, bruh. Bruh.
I have to tell you something about it because I haven't read the manga for it, but I know something that happens. And this, I kind of got spoiled, but this Frieza stuff.
Bruh.
The memes.
Look, Frieza has now ascended to something that I didn't even think was possible. He became the very thing he sought to destroy. he finally invited to the cookout.
You live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
Nah, he started off the villain and now he lived long enough to see himself become something else.
I was rolling when I saw that.
But that chapter had me out of it. It had me out of it. But yeah, that's everything on my end.
All right, for me, so I'm gonna, like you said, I'm gonna see Dragon Ball Superhero later today. Catch that thing in IMAX and see it in the dub as God intended. So,
sir,
I'm just saying, I tried to watch Super, the sub, and everyone warned me about Goku's voice, and then I heard it, and I was like, okay, yeah, you sound like a grandma, I'm not about to listen to this.
I mean, Masako Mizawa has voiced Goku since it came out.
I was raised on the dub, that's the thing.
Yes, I was raised on the dub too, but I've always switched the sub whenever I was bored, so I'm used to it by now.
Yes, but something else that also was I hyped about, season 5 trailer for Cobra Kai came out. People, please go watch Cobra Kai. It is incredible storytelling. It's not even just like it takes it from the perspective of a villain. It's like, okay, he's not exactly a good guy, Johnny, but it does give you perspective. It gives life to the characters and just his interaction and the nebulous and like the rivalry they have is just like incredible. So Cobra Kai season 5 comes out, I think it's September 1st. I know it's like first week of September, so definitely go catch that. Another thing that all anime fans were super hyped about, One Punch Man was confirmed for a season 3 after 20 years of waiting.
You show right.
Oh boy, that was like a breath of fresh air just seeing that. And something else for me, I recently saw Bullet Train. I know it's been out for a while, but it's a super funny movie, and I had a really great time with like just me and two people in the theater, so it's almost like I rented it out in a sense. Big things around here. And I saw a trailer that I kind of want to get into later for a different movie, but we can get there when we get there. So, going from there, we're going to go into our Freak Out Geek Out segment.
Oh, man. So, it's about time for me to actually get my first Geek Out Freak Out. And it's over, and you know, I'm going to give it over a comic book. Specifically a comic book that it came out a while ago, but it is so great and so phenomenal that I say all of you, especially those of the Black community, needs to read it. It's Image Comics' Bitter Roots. Now, what is it about? Firstly, it's created by David F. Walker and Chuck Brown. There's 3 volumes out so far, so it's a really short read, so you have no excuse for to not read it. But it takes place in 1920s Harlem Renaissance. And if you know your history, you know the white people about to be start wilding. So it's basically about the Sangriere family, a group of like steampunk grassroots spiritualism monster hunters who are hunting and curing these monsters known as Genu. Now, the Genu are essentially monsters that are created when humans feel an intense amount of hatred, bigotry, racism, and evil feelings. So, 10 guesses as to who that's going to be in the 1920s. And essentially, it's just about the family dynamic within as they are as they're pretty much going around killing monsters. You got like Ma Etta, who's like the elder grandma who's trying to like be the traditionalist, you know, like the women of the family typically are the ones who are like the support class, you know, they're making the potions, they're healing folks, they are they're the one who creates the serum for curing the genu of their condition. And then the guys are typically the fighters. They're the ones who are out there in the fields, who are handing out L left and right. But this is the amazing story about it, is that the roles are reversed. Essentially, you have the two main characters, Blink and Cullen. Blink is the daughter, but she's more of a fighter than anything else. She's so like outgoing, headstrong. She loves giving orders, and she really wants to, you know, be out there in the field. While Cullen, he's the exact opposite. He's actually more suited for the support class, but yeah, so it's like, oh, interesting dynamic. Yeah, also get characters like Berg, who's my absolute favorite. Because he talks like so eloquently, like he says so many like big people words. I'm like, hold up, let me pull out a dictionary so I feel like what exactly is he talking about? But he, you know, he's like a big giant teddy bear, like the Jolly Green Giant, but he does experience tough. He does give out tough love, especially to Colin, his cousin. And then you got Ford, who's the hardcore one, you know, the man who didn't see some things, you know. So much so, he's like, nah, we killing Genu out here. But yeah, it's like such an amazing story. It takes the whole concept of, you know, like the old saying of like whenever people just out here wild, it's like, oh, that's just the devil working, that's just the devil talking. Nah, this story makes it literal. And the main antagonist of the story is great. As I said, it's really short, and the family dynamics are just so great and amazing. The art is phenomenal. You have to read it. I mean, like, immediately. And then finally, it was announced in 2021 that Regina King will be directing a movie adaptation of Bitter Roots. So I'm just like, let's get it!
I'm hyped for it.
And if you know your Image Comics, you know they come out with amazing adaptations. I mean, you got like the Spawn series of the 90s. You got Invincible.
That's Image?
Yeah, that's Image.
Oh, boy.
Yes, and then do not get me started on The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Image Comics is out here. Though they secured the bag.
And before DC got them, superhero static shot.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. But that's all DC. But yeah, so I'm just saying, they out here, they're securing bags, they making properties left and right. I think I heard like Gideon Falls is actually getting an adaptation, which is a great horror story. So yeah, as I said, go read Bitter Root immediately, especially after you listen to this podcast. So
okay, yeah. And it's three volumes. Okay, definitely I'll check that out. So going from there, we're gonna get into our random fan theory of the week.
All right, so now we got ourselves the fan theory of the week. Demetrius, what type of insanity that you got for us today?
All right, so this is a good one, so hopefully we don't get sued. But
oh no.
I think that Disney is up to something. They have bigger mechanizations than Phase 5. You have to just follow it. So with Disney Plus, them joining in the streaming wars, like, I think a big part of it being Marvel leading that pioneering, and also with Star Wars, I believe that Marvel is experimenting, or just like watching like WandaVision, that being a good TV show, even though it kind of got wild at the end. But, and then also just the different shows, so like a Moon Knight, a Miss Marvel, and then also we see that the first episode of She-Hulk, that fourth wall breaking, who's another hero that they have acquired that breaks the fourth wall a lot.
No. CP?
Yes. So I think they're experimenting on how to see it like that. Then, like, also with the Moon Knight, you start to see a little bit more on the side of violence. So again, DP. But then we also have a guy like Wolverine, who we don't know is when he's coming. So I think, like, with that, and then they're also, Disney is acquiring Bleach, That's not random, you know? That's like a big move for it, because a lot of people are hype about Bleach. It's not like, okay, Bleach has been gone, and then it's not coming back, and then they acquired it. They're literally streaming the Thousand Year Blood War arc after this has been gone for like 10 years. So also with like the currently phase 4 soon wrapping up, you don't think they heard a lot about just like, oh, it's not connected anymore, and like, oh, the end game is over, so what are we supposed to do? Like, where is this leading to? There's something much bigger happening. Also, the acquisition of Fox, so all the X-Men, Deadpool again. But also, they also have the Spider-Man movies that are owned by Sony? Question mark? Like, what's happening here? Like, we gotta keep your eyes open, people. Something big is going. And then I think they're trying to get rid of their formula, the Marvel formula. They're still beholden to it. You can see it in the movies and the TV shows, but I think they're definitely experimenting.
Finally, a theory that doesn't make me want to claw my eyes out. That's great. All right. I can see it. I had a feeling that the mouse was out here wild, and it sounds like the mouse got like a 20-year plan, and who knows what that plan gonna entail.
Mouse is equal Monopoly now.
The mouse is Monopoly. What you mean? It's like he got the monocle, everything.
Daddy Warbucks out here.
It's like I mean he already got the soul of like many of our firstborn children, so. Dang, that's a great theory. I'm beholden to it. Get Dr. Doom and do him right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm definitely trying to figure out where they're going next. So did you have anything?
Oh man, nah. I don't think I could ever top the machinations of Disney and the mouse. I don't want to incur their wrath.
So going from there, so when I went to see Bullet Train, there's a trailer that kind of stuck with me, and that's for the past few days. But then also there's a trailer after that then made me want to think of like a deeper conversation. And I know we like had our rundown and everything, but do you want to go on this deep dive with me one more time?
Let's do this.
Okay, so the trailer that I saw, it was for a movie called Till, and it's about Emmett Till. And so I saw it on like social media once, but I didn't think twice about it because someone was like, I didn't think it was like a real thing. And then I saw the actual trailer, and before I knew what it was, I heard like the people talking, I saw the setting, and I was like, man, this looks like it takes place in the 60s and the 50s. Like, and they talking really like how you would see it in certain movies. And then I was like, oh no, I know what this movie is. It's about Emmett Till. And it was just like, it's rough, man. I'm not gonna bash the movie, obviously. It's a real life thing and people need to do it. And it's like, what that mother had to go through is like, you can't even imagine. It's like one of the great American tragedies. So I'm not gonna say, oh, don't see the movie, yada, yada, yada. But why it like really stuck with me is it's like, there's so many movies like that. And then I remember our conversation with just like even Lovecraft Country, and other shows where it's just like, it's so beholden to that time frame. And then like right after that, two trailers later was The Woman King. And then I got hyped about it. And like just like seeing Viola Davis and then like all the that actual being a true story as well. And like I don't know where it's going to go because I don't know like the full story of it, but seeing like, okay, be able to take pride in it. And then also with a Wakanda Forever coming out in November. I know that's going to be like heartbreaking for so many reasons, but also something that we can take pride in. So when I saw Till, I was just like, man, so many movies like that. Yeah, they're to an extent good. And at the same time, it's just tough watching it. So just wanted to kind of get your opinion on that as well.
Yeah. As soon as you said Till and then you mentioned Emmett Till, I was like, man. So many feelings kind of just went up into my mind and like so many thoughts. It was just like, man, I really hope they do like the story justice. They don't like, do Hollywood things to it. Just really keep it central, keep it like focused, and keep it real. Mm-hmm. And to like really just paint a light on many different issues like that. And as you said, like there have been a lot of just different exposure of like just pretty much like black either like issues or tragedies that happen. Like, for example, the Watchmen series.
I was thinking of that right when you said that.
Like that brought a light to the Tulsa riots, mm-hmm. which before that ever came out, almost no one in the community other than black folk knew that actually happened.
I didn't even know that happened until like 2020.
Exactly. Like me, and like the only reason I knew about it is because my history teacher back then was black, so he talked about it. Mm-hmm. And when you get into topics like that, it's like that brought so much light to it that they reincorporated that like that instance in history into textbooks today. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then like just many different other things that I can think of, like Fruitvale Station that tragedy.
Like a Hidden Figures or like or it was like the women that were behind the rocket launching.
Yes.
And then also just like the traditional like black stories, like Jackie Robinson, another just like mm-hmm. banger by Chadwick Boseman, and then he played Thurgood Marshall. I can think of the Ernie Davis story that I watched when I was a kid, where the first Heisman Trophy winner as a football player, and what he had to go through just with that. And then is it called Race or Run? It's about not Jackie Robinson, it's about, oh, I'm so upset. But like the runner, Jesse Owens.
I think that was called Rice.
Yeah. Just even seeing that, like I remember, and then there's another one. Oh, Selma. I remember I went to Selma, and I believe this was after, of course, another shooting. And I just remember crying in the theater after like the guy died.
Yep.
And it was just because it was like, it's still happening today.
Yep.
And this was like me as a teenager when I wasn't even like emotionally in tune with my feelings like I am now, where I was just like so devastated about it. And even not last year, but maybe 2 years ago, but just the great work by Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield, Judas and the Black Messiah, that movie, just the ending for that was extremely sad. And then knowing that that was based on a true story mm-hmm. was heartbreaking. And then I remember there was this Netflix show. No, it was a movie. It was about like some court case about the 8, something like that. I don't remember.
Oh,
I
know exactly which case you're talking about.
And it was, they had the 7 other defendants, and they used the one black guy that was part of the Black Panther Party to kind of make them look guilty. Mm-hmm. And then seeing that reaction, and then tying that back into Judas and the Black Messiah, and it's just like, oh, that's why you reacted in such a way. So I think even just tying that into the podcast, why we're trying to get into the nerd spaces and reveal that, is like, we're more than that,
mm-hmm.
than the pain, even though, like, again, a lot of these are things that actually happen. But I would like to see more women kings. Like how you said, seeing more of a Lovecraftian story that doesn't necessarily take place in the 60s or slavery times and things like that. So just even changing it. So that's like one thing I'm working on as an author. Just like giving not just quote unquote the black experience, because there are multiple experiences that exist within it, but also just a different perspective where it's like, okay, sometimes we can be sad because someone broke our heart, and it doesn't have to be because someone's racist. Something like that. Sometimes we can be happy because, you know, we got a promotion at work and not because our racist boss got fired. You know, sometimes it's just as simple as that. Even though those stories, again, that are getting told with a tale, told with so many other things that we mentioned, need to be told.
Yeah.
And people need to, like, they can't be buried to history, as we said.
Yep, 100%, 100%. Like, I would say, like, at the end of the day, like, we're pretty much exposing more and more. And I think, like, in the history of black girls, like, I know, like, a lot of our history is tragic, and in fact, you could say it still is a tragedy, but there are bright spots within there. There's a lot of times where you can celebrate just black culture and everything within there, so you can just for sure, like we can use that to celebrate, and we can, I do, like, want to see, like, more like more uplifting stories, because like that combined with the like darker points in history, like it creates a well-rounded like narrative.
Right.
Like it pretty much at the end of the day just builds, like it pretty much builds us up in both senses. Like it's not a misery fest, like a lot of things, but it can also be a success story. And an example of that is like Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Absolutely.
And just like how it pretty much did both sides of kind of justice with Isaiah Bradley, the original Captain America, and with the story of Sam Wilson. Like that story right there, I still rewatch that, like at least his story to this day, because I'm like, yeah, that's us.
That's, yeah, I mean, I know people crack on the Falcon and stuff like that, but that was such, to me, I remember Britta saying, and when we had the ladies night, that sometimes it's not meant for you, for certain people. That hit so hard when he gave that speech at the end, and just like telling him, like, man, let's just do better. And it's as simple as that sometimes. And then even seeing him have to wrestle with, you know, like us being comic nerds, I see him as Captain America, and then it's like, get hype about it. But seeing that like story actually told, and like him having to wrestle with that, of like, oh, a black man being the face of America as Captain America, and then like him getting robbed of that essentially, and then having earned it, was so powerful. And then like you said, with just Isaiah Bradley getting that statue, and just like the moment he had with his, was it his grandson?
Yep.
So emotional and impactful. So
yep, to this day.
No. So now from there, we're still going to keep it in the deep dive. That was just like completely off the cuff, something that I really just wanted to kind of talk about with you and just like share to the people. But going from there, we're just going to go on like a reflection from it, just the different parts of the podcast, with this being our season finale in essence.
Yeah, and of course we can't progress forward without looking back. All right, and now that we're doing that, let's go ahead and talk about like what's some of our favorite episodes, like what's some of our favorite moments that happened in this podcast.
For me, definitely that intro episode was. We're gonna get into a tough moment, so I'm not gonna say everything that went behind that episode, but just being able to really spit. I feel like that's just like we're really going at it and having that deep conversation, which is, as much as I love some of the recaps we did, and just like being able to talk about movies and geek out, but I really love that conversation that we had in our first one of just being like, hey, look at the blurred space, and like so many people reaching out to us and being like, yo, I connect with that. I feel like, and not even just being black, being a woman, just being a nerd in general, young, old, whatever. Like, I remember just like us getting group texts from it, or even my uncle reaching out to me, which was super cool, and him being like just like 30, 40 years older than me. That was just like really just cool, and not knowing that this is what came from it, you know? Us just going into it, a few other things. Definitely our first guest, having Autumn and Britta on. That was just like a fun time. And also then last week with Paulina. So that's definitely something we'll talk about later in season two. But just like, yeah, the guests were just, they brought a lot of energy. And seeing them transition from, okay, I'm nervous, to just like, this is just a great time. We're laughing, joking, and everything. It was just like so powerful and impactful. So like, that's some of mine. I can't let you share.
Yeah. I mean, you took words right out of my mouth. That first episode was probably the most interesting way to start off a show. Yeah. But all like the fan reception of it was just so, it was so encouraging. Like seeing like all the texts I got, especially like, hey, it was excellent that you're able to like be like a voice for that space. I'm like, yes, this is what we're trying to live for.
Yeah.
And as you said, like the ladies night episode was particularly the first guest that we had. It was a breath of fresh air, and Anna and Britta, like they came out the gate swinging, and that really set the tone. But And of course, I gotta talk about it. I gotta do it with the Venom episode.
Go for it.
My favorite episode of all time because of the fact it was literally just an hour and some change of me just talking about my favorite character. So I could literally talk about him for actual years. I'm not even cap about that, but I will 100% say that it was perhaps a favorite time. And then of course the Paulina episode, that was the episode that had me dying laughing.
Bust down the gates.
But also made me realize I have a ton of rage. It's like the She-Hulk episode. I'm like, it's like, how much rage do you have in you? Yes. That is the point, but it was all in good fun, and yeah, just really a lot of just different moments like that. There's a lot of other moments that I can think of that are really important, but most of them were from the Patreon exclusive episodes. Again, subscribe to the Patreon if you want to see what happens to that episode. All I'm saying is that Trapped in a Data Simulator episode, that was pure fun.
It was wild. Another one for me, well, August in general has just been really fun. So, like, if we come back, I know for September, at least, we are definitely off. Like, I'm not recording in September. October, if we were to do something, I have an idea of, like, a horror theme October. But just being, like, August, well, I know, like, Black Adam comes out as well, but... you know, work around it. But just having the theme of Villain Month was so fun, of being like, hey, work with Venom. We both love the character. Then going into our villain bag, getting into the dynamic, and then again, tying that into the villain draft. Like, we worked up to it. And then, like, the anime primer episode, one of my favorite episodes.
Oh,
well.
Yes.
Just really just sharing just, like, all of our nerddom and stuff like that, of just, like, the different levels. Like, I would love to do, like, that was, like, an anime 101 going to, like, an anime 202 or something like that. Just, like, really getting deeper. And then another thing that was really cool, it wasn't necessarily an episode or moment, but when we got added to the Black Anime Podcast Network,
yeah,
I remember you sharing that with me, and I was just like, oh man, this is really hype. So just like having an opportunity to connect and being recognized was super cool.
And just another one that really just stuck out with me was the Obi-Wan episode. Because once again, I get to talk about one of my favorite characters in the form of a Big Daddy Vader. Please clip that and save that for all the memes. But yes, like, that was another episode that was just really awesome and it was really great. And it was slightly emotional because of the fact that, hey, my first time getting to see Hayden Christensen in like almost 20 years and just all that. It's like, yes, this is like what I was raised on.
Yeah.
Well, I was raised on the OG, but the prequels were the ones I actually saw in theaters.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was just such a great moment. And then when I saw, like, hey, we're added to the back pocket, I was like, let's get it!
Exactly.
I almost shared it to, like, every single friend group that I knew, but I decided to restrain myself, you know, practice some humility, and then immediately lost the humility when it came to everything else. But hey, sometimes the humbling will continue. The humbling, also known as the rumbling.
Humbling. Oh, please go watch Attack on Titan season 4, people.
Season 4, part 2.
Yes. Okay, going from there, toughest moments. There are two that I know we definitely have to share. But I just gotta let you share it.
All right. So we're finally doing it.
Yes.
We're finally talking about it. All right. Let's talk about the technical difficulties. Okay, so here's what happens. Here's the thing that we've been building up to when we kept mentioning that first episode, was the fact that the recording program that we used ended up deleting our recorded footage. And we were just like, bruh, is this how it's all going to begin?
And it was like night, well, it was afternoon, well, mid-evening.
Yeah.
And then it just deleted it all.
Yep. So we had to come up with plan B, and plan B was, wait, did we?
We recorded right after and we just did it again that night.
Yeah, yeah, we redid it, but then
the audio just was weird.
Yeah, then like apparently like his microphone just was just complete total garbage. So like our voices were just horrible.
Yes, for a first episode, I was like, I do not want to release this crappy audio for a first episode.
So and then third time
we had to do it on Zoom.
We did it via Zoom. And of course everything was crispy, but by that point we were both burnt out.
Yeah. And trying to remember what we had already said.
Yes, I was doing my best not to try to just like meta speak and try to like speak ahead. I was like, no, try to get back into that mode. But that was the roughest experience. I was like, if we don't do another podcast again, I would not believe you.
Which is wild because our first ever recording, we did it for the Dr. Trains, which is on our Patreon episode, and that was our practice run. And we did it in person, and we did it with my laptop, and I believe that one was even longer. Well, it might have been around the same range, but that saved everything on my laptop. But then we did the first run, which was like an even much better episode.
The Gara episode.
that was a Zoom run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, but our actual first official episode that people got to hear was better than the Dr. Strange episode. But then it just deleted everything. And it was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, yeah. I almost wanted to... you almost had me go to jail. I was about to lace up the Black Air Forces. I was about to bond with the Venom symbiote once again and just go completely nuts.
But this isn't the only time it happened. So for our first official guest episode, then when we did Autumn and Britta, that was recorded twice. So we did a first one. I think it caught like the first 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we were good. We were getting into it. We recorded straight through. And then just, it did the same thing where it's like, okay, it's loading, it's loading, it's taking forever to process. And then I hit computers and it's like, yeah, still processing. Yeah. And then you hit the refresh button. It's like, it's all gone. It's like, what happened to it? So we had to record that again from a certain point. So now this is going to be part of the lesson, but essentially like we have to like make sure to pause, but we also use a different laptop. Even though it's not a laptop that I prefer to use for a reason, but yeah.
That was probably even more rough. Well, it was just as rough.
We saved it.
Because of the fact that we had two guests.
Yes.
And I was like, no, this ain't how I wanted it to happen.
But they definitely came through, so shout out to Britta and Otto for being troopers. Something else I was about, just audio in general, figuring that out, I remember just like so many different ways. Times I had spent looking at it, like now we have like a decent thing. The only issue with the current audio is if we have guests and we're laughing and stuff like that, it doesn't pick it up.
Oh yeah, no, I saw that with the last one. It was like and like yeah, stuff like we were going then, in and out, but yeah. That's probably because we were too into it.
Yeah, so like if we start laughing, really geeking out and stuff like that, it kind of just gets wavy and doesn't really pick it up. I think it's because it's trying to pick up everything and it doesn't know how to filter it, since it should be like a one mic. But just like even figuring that out is something that's been tricky, and then the amount of just dollars that have kind of gone into just getting this off. And then I know just like with my neurotic tendencies, like I have to like, I don't edit in breaks. I have to edit in one setting because I know that like, I'm going to be like, I got to finish it. And then give it to you. So that's something that's also been tough trying to manage myself that way.
I know for me, typically like sometimes like, and like for me, because of the fact, you know, I still work a job, like sometimes I try to like, okay, if I can do it like before I get started with work, I'd be fine. And then sometimes that just doesn't happen because I either A, wake up late, B, completely forget to, or C, I mean to, and I am like so there, but then I was like, oh, nope, wait, I gotta go into work early because I lose track of time. But yeah, so it was like really just a time management thing that was mostly like my type of deal because I'm such a busybody as is. And oh boy, if you guys ever tried to live out my life, good luck. I don't even know how I do it sometimes. But yeah, that was that. But yeah,
something else, just quickly, is that looking at the listeners, trying to stop myself from doing that, is another neurotic thing of just like seeing the growth of the podcast. So.
Oh no, no, I stopped doing that one like after the second episode. I was like, nope, nope, this ain't gonna be good for my sanity.
Yeah, so that's something I'm definitely working on. I think that'll be more of a season two thing where I actually stop myself from doing that. But yeah.
Yeah, but now that we get that out of the way, got the Band-Aid ripped right off.
Yeah.
What did we learn?
The grind never stops. That's something that I definitely learned from that, and it gave me a better appreciation for like content creators, and like people that do YouTubes and stuff like that, or just like record in general. For us, having it as just two friends creating a podcast, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And it's not simply we grab a random mic, we record, and then we upload it to Spotify or something like that. It's like this entire process, like we had a 2-month prep period of just like figuring out, okay, what do we want to do? What does the format of the podcast look like? How are we going to record? What's the recording schedule? What technology are we going to use? And it's just like a continuous process. And then even when we're done, we're having to edit ourselves. That's something that I also learned and then gained an appreciation for. So just like really just like self-growth through it as well, because going into it, it's like, oh man, I don't talk a lot. I'm kind of nervous about stuff like that. And it's just like going through it, being able to share it to like so many people and just like talk, you know, freely and things like that have been like self-growth that I've also learned.
Yeah. And I know for me, like definitely an aspect of this that I really learned is just, as I said, just the entire process of creating a podcast, like doing all the prep work, doing all of the, like going through all the trials and tribulations that we faced, really just helped cement like, hey, the growth and just how we as people, like we just, how much we really wanted to like set out and do this thing and just how determined we actually are to doing it.
Yeah.
And just, and also just an accountability type of deal. Cause like, yeah, hey, if one of us is lacking, the other's gonna let us know. And just how we're able to really like lean, like just have fun while doing it too. Absolutely. Cause if we weren't having fun while doing it, I don't think we could have continued it any longer.
No, absolutely not.
But yeah, it's just an aspect of like, hey, talk about what you love, get to just have fun while doing it, and then just hit it off with the nail on the head.
Yeah, just the importance, yeah, like you said, of having fun with this, and it definitely has been fun. So just like the importance of hobbies and just even going after something that's big that I might share just later, just like having something that you think will be fun or something that interests you, if you're able to do it, go do it. Mm-hmm. You know, that is something that I've learned where even with writing, where like the self-publishing process was an absolute nightmare, but I learned every step along the way. And then when it was done, it's like, oh man, look at what we accomplished. So like even with our season finale, it's like, man, starting back in March, did we think we would get here or like have as much fun? Like it didn't really feel like work to me other than editing. So like it's been a blast,
man. Oh man, as I said, like it was really great, and just at the end of the day, just really we just really had a great time. And I think like we're gonna get into it a little later, but I think we really accomplished some stuff.
Yeah, so going from there, just what we think we accomplished, I think one thing that we did is that we showed that we're here. Almost as simple as that. I'm not arrogant enough to think we started the conversation or main drivers of the conversation, but I think we are a part of helping keeping it going. Just showing again that there are blurs that exist, that we can be fans of comics and fans of anime, fans of movies, TV shows, gaming, all that good jazz, and it not being, okay, so we're tied to this specific box, in a sense, where we are, man, we can talk about as deep as almost anybody else if you want to. So that's just something that I think has been really helpful. And then having people be like, being able to connect with our experiences, and then who knows who will reach out to that'll hear our first episode or episodes like this and be like, oh, okay, yeah, let me put a sticker, like an anime sticker on my laptop or something like that, and connect that way instead of just like hiding it.
Yeah, and I think like, as I said, one of the main things that we really accomplished was just having that space available. I'm sure there's like plenty of other different like black nerd focused podcasts, and I'm not gonna say like, hey, we're the only ones or that we're the best ones, but I just say like, we are here. And we're reaching out to like as much of an audience that we can, it's either within our friend groups or as they spread it to anybody else, or like our coworkers and them spreading it to other people. I think like at the end of the day, we're really just set out to like just have that conversation and to really just talk about it, and then be able to either be as deep as we want or as focused as we want. And then at the same time, we can have as many laughs as we want.
Yeah.
And as many emotional tolls as we want. I'm looking at you, editor. but at the end of the day, like, we just really had that fun and that bonding and that connection while we were creating this space, this podcast, and then just hearing the amount of people who actually want, like, who actually ask questions, or to the people who like, hey, or who shared everything, and to our biggest supporters, all I gotta say is just thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and did you have like any expectations or mindset kind of going into this?
Oh man, really, like, my main mindset and expectation was, all right, okay, so how do we do this? Well, firstly, just doing a podcast in general, I'm just like, is this gonna work? Are we gonna reach the world? Am I gonna be the next? I'm not gonna say his name, but But really, like, my main mindset was, all right, let's just talk about what we like, and then we'll pull in all the people later. It's like, and have them be drawn to us via what we talk about. And me just being able to have a space to even just talk about everything I love and without being judged at all. Can I say that I can have like an hour plus episode talking about Venom? No, I could not have said that like a while ago. And to say that, like, hey, it's perfectly acceptable, I'm like, yes it is.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I think one was like, have fun. I know going into it, it's just like, okay, maybe games, use it as a way to like help promote my book and stuff like that. But just going into it, it's just like, man, this is really fun. That first episode, I think, is really special to me. And I might listen to it eventually, but just having that opportunity and space of just like, okay, we're committed to it. It's 12 weeks plus a bonus. Let's give it everything we got. And then see where it is at the end of the day. I think that was just like kind of how I went into it. And it's like, okay, if this is something that I don't enjoy, then I'm not going to do it. But just like really having it as like, wow, this is fun. This is like something that people enjoy was helpful. Mm-hmm. So going from there, we can just even get into like hopes for season 2 if we come back for one.
Yeah, definitely. I would say like, one of my big hopes for season 2 is not only expanding our audience, but expanding our content, you know, talk about just like have more discussions on anime, discuss like comics that we haven't talked about before.
If we do come back, we're talking about Immortal Hulk.
That's you beat me right to the punch on that one. But you beat me to the punch. But yeah, and talking about just, and maybe even having more special guests on this episode. That's probably my biggest thing, is just the guests and leading people to, you know, have their space to talk about everything. And, oh yeah, and finally, getting our whole, like, having better, like, setup, better equipment, just all that to, to really make ourselves seem like we're more professional than we actually are, but that's neither here nor there.
Even though we are unprofessional.
I'm just gonna drink water.
Yeah, for me, I'm definitely with you. I definitely want to have more guests. There's people that we know that we can reach out to. I think there were times where it's just like, because of our initial setup, we preferred to do it in person,
mm-hmm.
than compared to Zoom, but then also taking into account the audio stuff, just like, okay, if we'd invite somebody else, how are we going to do it? And then just like the format of the show, especially since like a lot of our episodes, like towards the middle of the pod, were a lot of reviews. A lot of it was like, okay, we could bring somebody in for the review part of it, and then we have the deep dive discussion ourselves.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't make sense to have it in person in that case. But just like working around that, seeing who wants to stick around for the full conversation, something that you mentioned, I definitely want to interview some content creators. There's definitely one person that we were trying to get on earlier in the podcast that hopefully we can get them if we come back, which would be super cool.
Yeah.
Another thing, we try to get, you know, voice actors, stuff like that, but also just like more fan engagement, just like really getting the Discord up and popping. The Patreon, not because of the money, but more of just like people being able to recommend stuff,
mm-hmm.
And kind of that interaction that way would be really fun. And then I also want to collab with other young pods where it's just like, okay, people reach out to Blurred City, they have us on, and we have them on, kind of that cross engagement, which would be something that's super fun to have.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That is perhaps something that I really want to like have happen, and to have that crossovers.
Yes.
No, crossovers are really special, whether they happen in anime, movies, comics, everything like that. One of the best movies of all time, Avengers Endgame, was just a humongous crossover. So hey, if we could have like a Blurred podcast crossover, the likes of Endgame, that, and we get invited to it, like I would actually fall out.
Yeah, I think of sometimes the Power Rangers when they have all the Red Rangers together. And then they all pull out the Battleizer. Oh boy, like I think of just like a crossover in that way.
Yeah,
and something I want to do, I know like we can't really avoid reviews. It's something that I enjoy, but I just feel like there's a way we can improve it. But also just like, I enjoy like this past, this month, like I said, in the intro to anime episode, where it's just literally us getting into it over just the topic and just like going from there. Instead of like being beholden to like, okay, we have to give 30 minutes to this big thing that happened. So just like even working around that way, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. At the end of the day, we really got so much that we aim and set out to accomplish, and we are going to do it. But now that we do that, and we're gonna be heading out on a hiatus and a break, what are you gonna be up to during it?
All right, so I like, even when you got here, I was telling you that I was trying to like send out a query letter to get my second book published. So I'm gonna be working on that, just reaching out to literary agents and finding different avenues to see if I can like get my book officially published. And then I need to finish my sequel to my first book this month, because I need to finish a manuscript for something else by the end of the year. So it's a lot of writing, actual work that I have to do, that I'm not gonna talk about since we don't talk about it on the pod, but actual work that needs to happen, and then just take some time for myself. Really, yeah, take a mental break. I think that'll be good to help as well. And end of the month, I'm going to an Imagine Dragons concert, so.
Ooh.
So nice. That'll be fun.
Nice. I think for myself, really, it's going to be like connecting with a lot more of the, a lot more peers, a lot more of the special guests that I'm thinking of, you know, like really, really strengthen and forge that bond, because I don't think like we hung out as much since starting the podcast, but hey, we'll do that. We'll take care of that. Also, you know, I mean, you know, but you know, get to be part of that guild that I've always, yes, that Saber Guild, you know, get to go out charity events, be an actual real life. Still haven't figured out if I'm gonna be Jedi or Sith yet, but
we know what you're gonna be. Come on.
I mean, okay, yeah, that's exactly what I'm gonna be. Oh man, the dark side is strong with me, so it's strong with me in multiple senses, but. But yeah, there's really that, and then really just getting a chance to relax a bit, you know, get to really enjoy my content, enjoy the things I'm reading, enjoy the things I'm that I'm watching, and not to worry, like, oh man, do I have to take notes so that way that way I have to do this for the podcast, or I have to rewatch it a second time in order to take notes, but I get to really just, you know, chillax. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
Yeah.
Shooting up the b-ball.
Right out of school. Even though we don't go to school anymore.
Nope.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, just, yeah, that was our recap of just season one and reflection. So, now we're going to get into our sponsor for the day.
All right. So, the sponsor that we have for today is, in fact, the Blurred City Podcast. A podcast unlike many others. You get to sit down, have a great conversation with two people who happen to share the same name. Don't know how that happened, but it is. And you get to really just take time, just listen to these goofballs, have an amazing time, have guests unlike any other, and just really be able to just have fun and just listen to some amazing content. So please subscribe and join the Blurred City Podcast. All right, so we really did that, and we have an amazing time, and wait, hold on. This is a feeling I felt before, but wait, is this what you felt the entire time when I was exuding this energy?
Yes, absolutely.
That's crazy. Well, hey, take it away.
So this is something I'm excited about. So this is different. We're gonna really get hyped. So I picked a character that has been going for 20 plus years, a character that has proved that toxic relationships work. A character so powerful, so popular, that they have multiple forms and one of them happens to be black. So, with that, I'm going with Ashes Charizard.
Huh?
One of the most black Air Force Pokemon to ever walk this earth. So, let's start it off. So, he was a cute little Charmander, but then we saw that he had that dog in him when he turned into a Charmeleon. So, not listening to Ash, blowing that fire in his face, just being a belligerent Pokemon. But then he transformed because Aerodactyl ripped up Ash, and then he was making fun of him. So, he was like, oh, you think this is a joke? Well, let me take down my off. Transformation to a Charizard. What you gonna do about it? So it takes him down. Then we have one of the best Pokemon fights against Magmar, something that I will never forget. So they fought on top of a volcano. He hit him with a seismic toss, went into the volcano, and then popped out, won the fight. Charizard, who, like I mentioned, not this particular Charizard, but if he has the Mega Evolution X, he then turns into a black Charizard. So, Charizard, again, we then learn he has that dog in him because something that he did that was so disrespectful that it broke a lot of hearts in the Indigo League. Ash chose him as the Pokemon. He was scared to use him because he never listened to his commands. He would just sleep on the job. So he chose Charizard because he had no other choice. He scares the Charmander out, so then Richie, he has to use Sparky, which is a Pikachu. Charizard is like, yo, this ain't even a match for me. I'm going to sleep on the job. Causes Ash to have to forfeit the match and lose because he's like, yo, you gotta step your game up if you wanna talk to me any type of way. Then just going from there, he's so tough, he had to go on his own little training arc. How many bad guys get a training montage arc? So going to Char Valley, got that upgrade, able to take down an Articuno, one of the legendary animal Pokemon. And then just being over there, he was able to take, like, he fought an Entei before. So Charizard is literally, if Pikachu didn't exist, he'd be the most popular Pokemon in existence. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Yeah, and oh, something else. Out of all of Ash's starter Pokemon, he's the only one to evolve. So we know why Pikachu won't evolve, for marketing reasons. But Squirtle should be a Blastoise by now, and Bulbasaur should be a Venusaur. Charizard's the only one that evolved all the way. So what else can I say?
Yeah, yeah, Ash Charizard is a Black Air Force personified, literally becomes a Black Air Force. And if you didn't mention that time he fought Entei, I was gonna, because like that's the one thing that stuck out of my mind, is Charizard fighting legendaries and going to a standstill with them.
The legendary Pokemon, along with Pikachu.
Yep, yep. He's one of the few Pokemons who level don't get reset, Pikachu. But yes, he's perfectly Black Air Force personified, and just thank you. He you get your Black Air Forces, sir.
Yes, just evolve one to your X form.
Yep, yep. You deserve it. Take them.
All right. Going from there, now we're gonna get into the Come Get Your Rose. So this is the segment where we really just want to give someone in any space their rose, give them the appreciation that they deserve, because not everyone hears it while they're still here. So. For Come Get Your Rose, I am giving you a rose.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's so incredible. The story of I reached out to you and you were literally thinking about the pod, and it's just like a simple meshing of it. Just even going from there, where it's like, because when I arrived here, the pandemic almost immediately started. So I don't think we were in the same room for more than 10 times the past 2 years, and I don't think we talked more than 20 times the past 2 years. So just like being able to start a podcast and then like it fits seamlessly is like so incredible. And then just like obviously another Demetrius and a complete nerd as me has been like a really fun time. But then also just with that, when I did reach out to like want to start the podcast, it was like a time in my life where I could have like been on like a emotional bender in a sense, or kind of like backslid just because of just like personal stuff that was occurring at the time. So like this past 5 months or so, so it's been like a super incredible fun time for me, and kind of helped me get through that in a sense. So yeah, it was kind of like I threw out a lifeline and it turned into a party cruise. So it's just been an incredible blast, and wanted to give you a rose for that.
Thank you, man. This is the first time this ever happened, folks. I'm giving out 2 roses.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, and this one goes out to Demetrius as well. So, again, like you're, as you said, like you're just an amazing guy. Like when it was announced that you were moving here, I was like, when one of my friends like reached out, he's like, "Hey, you want to go like help Demetrius move?" I was like, "Wait, hold up, I immediately went like, wait, I'm not moving." And he said, "No, there's another Demetrius." I'm like, "Wait, there's another one? Hold up, the one I know is my father. I need to go see what this is about." And then like we met, and then it was almost as if it was immediate.
It was
like, yeah, it was just like, yeah, it was like, all right, we're talking about this. And then as we mentioned in the first episode, when it was like, "Hey, you into this?" I was like, "Yeah." And then the rabbit hole in the spiral just immediately happened. But yeah, it was like every time we got a chance to talk, it was just always like, I was just there. We immediately go to tangents and spirals immediately. It was amazing. And when you reached out about the podcast, I was like, "Well, guess this was a sign that that this was meant to be." So hey, well, and then now we're here. Especially as you mentioned, like during a rough time in both of our lives and careers. But hey, we had each other. We were bros beyond on humanity. And I'd say is, hey, just thank you for reaching out to me, just putting me on this podcast, and just saying like, hey. And just all the planning, all the fun, all the mishaps, and all of the and then all the awkward moments that has happened on this podcast, I just say, hey, come get your rose, but thank you.
Yes, thanks for putting up with my neuroticism.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, so going from there, we are going to get into our recommendations and plugs.
All right, so what is our recommendations? Oh, yes, of course, the main recommendation is of course She-Hulk, which is on Disney Plus. You got House of Dragon, which is on HBO Max. And then the Dragon Ball Super movie, which is currently in theaters right now, and you'll find that anywhere. The Dragon Ball Super manga is actually currently on Viz online for free, so you can read that. And then finally, we have just our podcast. You know, we'll get into how you can get into that in a little bit. But firstly, let's go ahead and let the other Mitches share his plug.
Okay, so a few things that I've already mentioned before. But Ranking of Kings, go watch that. They're getting a new episode or two episodes in 2023. I'm excited about that. King Boji is king. There's nothing else to say about that. One of the greatest protagonists. If we have an anime hero draft, he's going to be my number two pick. Just put that out there now.
All right, so I know exactly who to steal from.
I know you're going to pick someone else for number one, so.
Darn right.
So just going from there. Also, Everything Everywhere All at Once is a powerful movie. I don't know where you can find it. Just Google it and then go from there. But it's about family. It's about familial love, parental love, romantic love, action, about where you want to be in your life, but also just like competing with that. Do you actually want to be here? But also being grateful, which is just a really powerful lesson. And it's so unexpected. So if you're kind of into that, it's a lot, but I would definitely recommend it. Something else that I mentioned on the podcast, RRR on Netflix, it's going to be goated as it's a Hollywood movie, but it's incredibly good. It's 3 hours, but just go back to the episode where I kind of gave it the freak out geek out segment. That's a really good show, movie. Then Thor Love and Thunder, it should be on Disney Plus at some point eventually, to mention. Then Cobra Kai, which is on Netflix with season 5 coming out. Definitely go catch up with that if you're a fan of The Karate Kid. Rings of Power on Amazon, that's coming out in September. So again, we're just getting a lot of bangers that are coming out back to back. And then again, Struggle Nation on YouTube, check them out. Really funny.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And now comes the time where we put in our plugs for this Blurred City podcast. You got your Instagram, which is Blurred City 22, as well as the Twitter. And then we also have our YouTube, which is Blurred City Pod. And then probably most importantly is our Patreon, which is also Blurred City Pod. This is where you can see previous episodes, such as our anime character review of Gaara, our Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness review, and then my personal favorite, the Trapping the Dating Simulator review, best anime of all time. Go watch it on Crunchyroll immediately. You have no choice.
I can't dispute that. It's so
good. You have no choice. And then we also have like some additional content that will be coming out on there exclusively while we are on this hiatus, such as a movie review of Prey, our character analysis study on Naofumi of Rising of the Shield Hero, and our TV show review of Miss Marvel.
Yes, so that would be more towards the end of the month.
Yes, so please go ahead and give ourselves a subscribe. And then we also have our Discord, which is linked in our Instagram. And that's where you can go in, have a community, and it's where you can submit your Geek Out Freak Out segments, your Come Get Your Rose segments, your random fan theory sections, and especially your questions. The questions that we will be answering on for our special episode, which is coming up very soon. And then finally, we have our email, blurredcity22@gmail.com, in case you also want to submit via email and also have, like, just, you know, want to send some plugs out to us, send some sponsorships. If you got any cool sponsors, some real sponsors, then go ahead and shout us out and just send our email to them. But yeah, just pretty much just make sure that throughout all these platforms, make sure you're following, that you're subscribed, and that you hit that bell notification on YouTube, so that way you cannot miss out on on the content that we have if or when we return.
Yeah, and give us just a like or rate us as well so we can go out, other people can be part of the city. With that, just following up with our Q&A, since this episode is coming out Wednesday, when you're hearing it, we typically record on Saturdays. Who knows if we'll record on Sunday next week or not, but I would say you have until 11:59 p.m. Friday to send us your questions. It potentially Saturday at 7 a.m. is the latest, but just with that, don't risk it. So if you really want to hear us anything, it doesn't necessarily have to be nerd questions. They can be life questions. I don't know why you're asking us for life advice, but we'll answer it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, as we said, like if you want to hear two men who totally don't have it together give you advice on a topic that we are underqualified for, then go ahead and do that. Hey, if you need relationship advice, you can go ahead and come to us for it. I don't know how much help we gonna get, but hey, we made that disclaimer right now.
So go for it. Yeah, and just spread the word. If there's someone in your life that you think might be interested, just send the link their way, send them to our YouTube and stuff like that. So going with my individual author pages, we got my Instagram, Metri_dash, so Metri_dash. On my Twitter, we got at mad-16, so MADASH16. And then Amazon, if you want to catch my book, Phantom Pains and Most Irregular Tale, that's available on Amazon. So we're going to leave you with our final, well, maybe we might do it after our Q&A, but we're going to leave you with some words of encouragement either way.
Yes, and my words of encouragement is that it's always good to reflect on the past in order for you to make progressions in the future. And the way to do that is either just, you know, just going over past decisions you've made, past experiences that you've had, or even better, talk to your elders, because they can have some sage advice for you that'll help lead you to the future. So please make sure you know your history. Otherwise, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah. For me, I'm going to say, pursue what you love. We get this one mortal life to do it. You don't want to look back and keep going, oh, I could have. When this happens, like when I graduate from school, then I can do this. Or, oh, actually, when I get this job, I can do this. Oh, wait a minute, when I save enough, I can do this. There's always going to be something that pops up. Some reason, some excuse that can potentially happen, but you don't want to look back and be like, oh, I could have. So just with that, keep pursuing it. If you have an interest, take the train to see how far you can take it. And if you have to get off, then get off. But at least you can say you did it. So don't give up and set your heart ablaze. And with that, I'm just going to say, whether we come back or not, it's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now. And that's the Blur City Podcast.
We'll see you at some point. Bye.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.